How Loyal Are You in Marriage? Written by Wyatt Cieslka. Read by Shane Browning. You may know the famous story of Lewis and Clark's expedition across the American continent to the Pacific Ocean and back. But many have not heard the story of a lesser-known member of the party, a brave black Newfoundland dog named Seaman. He was just a dog, but his story is a lesson of faithfulness and loyalty. His story is a lesson that husbands and wives should consider. Covering thousands of miles, Captain Meriwether Lewis, Second Lieutenant William Clark, and their small band of companions have entered into American folklore. Captain Meriwether Lewis's faithful dog, Seaman, accompanied the expedition the entire way. He was Lewis's faithful companion on a dangerous journey of many thousand miles. He defended his master's party. He witnessed Indian skirmishes, death, disease, success and failure, and he endured freezing winters and long, hot summers. He was injured numerous times, but he forged on. Once deep in the wilderness, Lewis had to perform a painful surgery on Seaman to repair a life-threatening injury that the dog had received from a wild animal. He was even once stolen by an Indian tribe, only to be retrieved at gunpoint by his master. But together, they forged on. And although the historic records are incomplete, there is even strong evidence that Seaman was loyal to his master unto death. As published in Timothy Alden's multiple-volume history, a collection of American epitaphs and inscriptions with occasional notes, 5 volumes. After Lewis's tragic and violent death in 1809, Seaman remained at Lewis's grave until he himself died. Quote, "The fidelity and attachment of this animal were remarkable. After the melancholy exit of Governor Lewis, his dog would not depart for a moment from his lifeless remains, and when they were deposited in the earth, no gentle means could draw him from the spot of interment. He refused to take every kind of food which was offered him, and actually pined away and died with grief upon his master's grave." Unquote. Taken from Volume 5, page 98. Loyalty is a very good thing, and is a lesson for us in many ways. How loyal should we be? How faithful should a father or mother be to their child? How faithful should a child be to a parent? How much more faithful should a Christian be to our Lord and Master? How loyal should a husband and wife be to each other during the long journey of numerous adventures, injuries, and successes that is called marriage? Dr. Meredith wrote in God's Plan for Happy Marriage, quote, "For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously." Unquote. Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. He continues, quote, "For among other things, marriage is a test. It is a test to see how loyal you will be to God's instruction regarding marriage, and to your mate with whom you share this sanctified relationship. How much will you give of yourself to this other human being? How much will you be patient, kind, and humble in order to make it work?" Unquote. Meriwether Lewis had a faithful companion through one of the most amazing journeys in American history. His companion was not treacherous. His companion was faithful and loyal unto death. Seaman was a dog. We are potential children of God and heirs to immortality. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. We are created in God's image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. We are told to have Christ's mind or character in us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. How much more faithful should we be to God, to our family, to our spouse? If you are married, you are on a lifelong journey. Be loyal, repair those injuries, heal, continue the adventure, and forge on. Please request God's Plan for Happy Marriage and Dr. Jeffrey Fall's booklet, Successful Parenting, God's Way.